Illinois' information technology is getting an upgrade, one the state CIO has said is necessary. He says it's like state government stuck in 1986 rather than 2016. One IT overhaul took effect in late February. The state shifted from an old-school system of renewing professional licenses, be it for roof contractors, nail technicians, or dentists, to an online renewal system. I'm Amanda Vinicky, Illinois Public Radio's State House Bureau Chief. The governor recently highlighted this switch at the state's central computing facility. You're going to be able to hear all of the computers and the fans cooling them buzzing in the background. I took the opportunity to catch up with Secretary of the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, Brian Schneider, about how the switch to e-licensing is going.
How are we in 1986?
Something as simple as when it comes time to notify you that you need to renew your license, we would send you a postcard, literally a postcard. And I can't recall the last time I got a postcard from anyone other than the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. We've eliminated that requirement. We'll now send you an email. It will contain all the information you need to know how to renew your license. At the end of the process, whether it was the first time you applied to us or you were renewing your license, we'd send you in the mail a paper license. Well, why? Who cares? And you know, what is the value of that in 2016? If I need to know if you're licensed, I assure you I'm going to look you up online.
You're not going to whip out your wallet right and ask for proof in the form of something that probably is wrinkled, spilled on, and maybe even gets tossed in the garbage can right away.
Exactly. So, you know, we changed that to now we'll send you a link and you can pull up a PDF and you can print it if you want. You can save a copy on your phone. So if you want to show that license to anybody and anybody asks, it's there for you electronically.
And that would be what? As a journalist, I thankfully don't need to be licensed
right
to practice.
That's true.
Maybe some people would disagree with that, but...
No, as long as there's a First Amendment. You know, we license about 258 different categories, and it ranges from physicians and nurses and accountants down through to barbers, cosmetologists, security officers. So it's a vast range of people who, many of whom have gone to school for decades, others who have taken much shorter term, you know, professional programs. So it touches an awful lot of people, and it was an awful lot of wasted postage and paper that we're trying to get out of the system, and we'll communicate with them like they communicate with their kids, with their bank, with their car service.
And when did that change take place, and at what cost? Or how much, perhaps, is Illinois saving?
It will be millions of dollars over the next few years. We think we can get at least $600,000 a year savings based on avoided postage, paper, printing costs. There were no upfront costs to this. It was just using a system that we had that no one had ever spent the time figuring out what you can do with it.
Have you had feedback from professionals who do require these licenses?
Yeah, they like it. You know, it just, again, it's somewhat tragic that a change so basic gets attention, but they're very pleased that went that direction. You know, at first it's new, so a lot of them have some questions, but I think we're able to answer those questions very effectively.
So what's still left to be done?
In this realm, we need to, right now we've basically been talking about a process sort of from the midpoint on in your life with the agency. We'd like to get way back to when you first graduate from medical school or you first graduate from cosmetology school. How can we make your initial interaction with us online and paperless? Today you literally go online and you print out a piece of paper and then handwrite it and mail it to us. And then we data enter that. I mean, I haven't heard of that sort of process in America since the mid-1980s. So we need to get it digital from the very beginning, and that's our next project basically for the next calendar year to work on that.
That was IDFPR Secretary Brian Schneider. While most professional licensing has gone paperless already, the department's still rolling that out for the financial industry, but banks can bank on it happening in the future. I'm Amanda Vinicky.